And there goes Ron Grant on KVTA.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local job outlook data and employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, also known as the WIB. Today, we will be talking about what it takes to prepare for good-paying jobs and rewarding careers in infrastructure work. Here to tell us about infrastructure skills and opportunities are two members of the WIB Clean Green Committee. We have John Brooks, Senior Analyst for Environmental Programs, City of Thousand Oaks. Also, Nancy Williams, Local Public Affairs Regional Manager, and that's for Southern California Edison. Nancy, let's start off with you. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are
it's
you?
Great to have you. Fine. Thank you for asking. We all say the word, but what is infrastructure? What kinds of jobs are you talking about? So let's start off with, what do you mean by infrastructure?
Well, a lot of people think of infrastructure as that end product, that brick and mortar building, what have you. But in our industry and in the clean green, infrastructure impacts, or that use of the word and those skills, building of roads, gas pipelines, telecommunication lines, and in my business, of course, the energy grid for the future. And just like years ago when the internet was first coming on, you had all the talks about the on-ramp, how do you get onto the internet and all of that. Well, now for the grid of the future, we're talking about how do we design and anticipate the customer needs where they can just plug in when, how, if they want to as they go forward with their needs. So infrastructure to us in that term, you need not only the old-fashioned engineers, the design engineers, the structural, the construction, but you need the people who are going to be creative. You need those math and science. It's a whole wealth of people behind that finished product.
Yeah, the idea of just the nerdy guy or gal with a slide rule or something like that, now the creativity is a huge part of it on top of the brain. So what kind of jobs are we talking about? What's available?
Well, with John, you want to take that one?
Well, there's a number of jobs available in the industry, in the whole infrastructure industry. There's ones in the what you would consider the traditional sustainability roles of solar, or those kind of talking about infrastructure here. But with SCE, the gas company, they've got a number of jobs where they're actually putting the infrastructure in place. And that's where we need some more of the basic skills as well. Same thing with the City of Thousand Oaks. We operate a wastewater treatment plant. We've got water needs, but we may not have a lot of water, but people want it. Mm-hmm. And so there's skills in the infrastructure of getting those to the people. And so it's a matter of laying the pipes, getting the pipes to the right place, and maximizing the use so you don't lose any of that precious resource.
And also being even more creative, because it's not like there's water everywhere. So we need it. You have to get more creative on how to use it. The other thing that's interesting here, developing a list of skills that people need to get ready for entry-level infrastructure jobs. So a lot of people will say, I want to do that, but what's the road to get there? What kind of education and skills do they need?
Well, it varies tremendously, but entry-level is actually, they just need to start out with some basic math skills, a little bit of science, so you understand the basics there. Out of measure is an important factor. So you're measuring the right length of the materials that you need and putting those together.
Measure twice, cut once.
Yeah, that would be a good thing.
So whatever.
And still do it accurately. I have to measure three or four times.
Yeah, just to make sure that you have it going. But it is funny when you look at, you know, do you know how to measure area? Do you know what if it's a triangle? What if it's a rectangle? What if, you know, there's many odd shapes out there in the real world. So knowing the square footage is essential. Something that basic is a skill level that is the onset for kids in grade school on out.
And reading a blueprint. So if somebody hands you some plans, how do you look at it and know what you want to get out of there?
Yeah, the guy flipped the blueprint upside down and built a cellar that was 100 stories deep.
Oh.
It's an old architecture joke. I used to deal with blueprints. Yeah. But these are things that are really important. What we say, the STEM. When you go through that, for everything you need to know when you go to school to get one of these excellent jobs. So those are the skills you need. Nancy, let's talk about you as an infrastructure employer. What does Southern California Edison look for in a job applicant?
Well, of course, the main ones are the STEM, which is the science, technology, engineering, the math skills. But it goes beyond that, especially as we try to anticipate the future. And that's where that creativity, that vision, that adaptability, the flexibility. The industry is changing just in our industry so much over the next 2 to 5 years. It's not going to be the same industry that we all grew up with. So you need that kind of mindset, which is more than just the basic skills. You need to have a lot of different skills because you're juggling and you're moving at a very fast pace. And that's just our industry.
And that's what Henry Ford said. He said, if I would have just consulted current thought and people, I would have made better buggy whips instead of looking forward and making cars. So you have to look at people who are very, very forward thinking. Back to John here. What would you suggest to people who want to develop their skills for entry level infrastructure jobs so they can start their career?
Yeah, and it really depends on where they're at right now. So high school students, they've got the regional occupation program or various programs at their high school to get some of the basic skills they need. If there's actually, uniquely enough, we found out that the temp agencies offer a lot of great free programs, so you can get some basic skills through them as well. But the real sweet spot, I think, are our community colleges, where they've just got a lot of opportunities, and one in particular I'm just so impressed with is offered here at Ventura Community College, and they've got a water science program, and it's for water and wastewater. And with as little as one or two classes, they can actually get good entry-level jobs starting at $45,000 to $75,000 throughout California. And there's lots of jobs available. We've got a huge amount of the workforce retiring, so the baby boomers move on. And there's a lot of talk about water. We're going to be doing a lot more in that field. Or they can go all the way up to get a certificate program, 12 classes. And these are going to be great long-term jobs because there's no recession for water and wastewater. We need those people year-round.
Well, it's very forward-thinking of Ventura College to come up with a water program in the area that's talking about it the most right here in Ventura County. That's excellent. So look at your community colleges. As education goes, it is a cheap date. It's one of your and a high level of education too. So that's the advantage of the community college. Let's wrap it up here for both of you. You both volunteer your time to help develop a strong, clean, green workforce in Ventura County. First of all, Nancy, tell us why you do that.
Well, a lot of it is just a passion. You have education, youth, but also my passions have always been in the ag and the water arena, electricity, that whole backbone of society. And it's just challenging, and it's exciting to see the different programs. And I've been around a long time on some of these, and we go to these committee meetings, and you come out of there with just a renewed synergism. What we thought about 30 years ago, 25 years ago, it's happening now. And the community colleges are a great, like you said, platform because they talk to the employers. So they design their programs of what we need now.
Excellent. John, same question. Why did you get involved?
Well, there's several reasons. One, I've got three kids, and this is how we're going to make our transition in the future, is providing these types of skills and these types of jobs and setting up California. And this is our economic advantage. And so that's really what I'm looking to help is make that transition within the county here and provide those opportunities that we're going to need.
Yeah, and you need just get the kids, you know, have fun. And remember, yes, math can be fun too, but get them into those classes. Even if you never use it, the day you put pavers in your backyard is the day you're going to be happy. You learned about area and you learned about, because it doesn't happen by accident. There's a lot of skills and it could become a career or it could be something that just makes your life a little easier and you can lay tile in your own house because you paid attention in those classes. Thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it, both Nancy and John. It was John Brooks, Senior Analyst for Environmental Programs, City of Thousand Oaks. Nancy Williams, Local Public Affairs Region Manager, Southern California Edison. Appreciate you being in here this morning.
And thanks for having us.
Thank you.
If you want to see the list of skills that job seekers, employers, and educators are using as a guide for infrastructure job readiness, visit the WIB website at www.wib.ventura.org. That's www.wib.ventura.org. Also, employers who would like to help with workforce development in Ventura County, they're welcome to attend WIB Clean Green Committee meetings. For meeting dates, go to www.wib.ventura.org. It's that website, and you heard it here on KVTA.
the business, education, labor, economic development, and community members of the Workforce Investment Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to wib.ventura.org.
And we'll have that Robert Plant winner. As a matter of fact, let's do it right now. Thank